All right, welcome back to, this will be episode number 2 of Jeff Dubay's 5-Minute Major. Today the studios, we were at a Chevy Malibu going down Highway 7 to Minnetonka a couple days ago. Today we're on the 781. It's a bus that goes up to Maple Grove, and it's a bus that takes me up to coach the Maple Grove Rockies Rec League baseball team. It's something that's near and dear to me, there's no doubt about it. I've been promoting for the last couple days. I was going to let you in on who the Rockies are and what the Rockies are about. You maybe have seen yesterday, I believe it was, I posted a picture on Twitter and Facebook about being, I was on the bus on the way up there to up to Maple Grove for a ball game. And I have also done a lot of mentions, like maybe back on the Judd and Dubay show, you've heard me mention the Rockies, maybe on Twitter or Facebook, you've heard me mention the Rockies. They are a 16 to 19-year-old rec league team in Maple Grove. And it's not just your average youth baseball team for a lot of different reasons. And it's a pretty good level of competition, too. As a matter of fact, today is our regular season finale, and it's our final year in the league, so it's our last regular season game. So it's kind of an emotional night. We're facing a pitcher tonight who's a Division II college pitcher. I mean, kid pitches for Concordia. I mean, it's no joke. You got to pack a lunch at some of these games you play. As a matter of fact, our guy tonight, Joe Ferrana, was an all-conference player for Maple Grove. He's probably the best player in the league. So we got a kind of clash of the Titans tonight. So looking forward to it. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Rockies and what makes them not your everyday average youth baseball team. And I'll start off for a personal reason. I'm a 46-year-old single male who's never going to have kids, so never had a chance to coach a team, never had a chance to coach my kids in any kind of a sports or activity. And the closest thing I'll ever have to a son is my nephew Nathan. He plays for this team. He's how I got involved. He's why I got involved. Now, these kids, they've been together really their whole lives for the most part. I mean, they've known each other since they were in grade school. They've been together all the way up, so they got a special bond, a special connection. And when they were juniors in high school, they decided to get together, form a little baseball team. Now, see, they were all turning 17, but they had a kid in their grade named Carson Heen. He's kind of the Sergeant Hulka. He's kind of the big toe. And he happened to be turning 18 when they were all turning 17. So, legally was an adult, and by the bylaws of the league was, eligible to be their manager. So they had this, they were all in the same grade, all good friends, and their buddy was going to be able to coach them. So it sounded like a good deal. They're going to have a good time, but it didn't go so well. Their first year, they were the scourge of the league. They were the Bad News Bears, which I guess makes me Walter Matthau. But they were not only terrible, but they were causing problems. They were, according to some other coaches, I wasn't around, but the complaints the league was getting, they were a little disrespectful, didn't play the game the right way, just kind of screwed around. Bottom line is, halfway through that first year, they were going to be removed from the league. They were going to be kicked out if they didn't get an adult to come in and coach them and kind of supervise them. So that's where I come in. My nephew contacted me, and about halfway through their year, this would be 2012, I had to come in and kind of take over the reins and co-coach with my buddy Carson. And I saw right away the talent wasn't the issue. They got players. We got all kinds of guys who can play the game. But what they were doing, they were out to screw around. They were out to have a good time. They weren't serious about it. They'd routine ground ball. I'll give you an example. Like a ground ball deep in the hole at short, where nobody's got a chance to make that throw. Nobody's got a chance to make a play and get it out. They still throw it. And it goes sailing over the first baseman's head. And sure, the guy's off to second. The first baseman chases it down. No reason to make a throw to second, but he does anyway. And it bounces into left field. This guy's on his way to third. I mean, it's just that kind of comedy of errors. It just never seemed to end. It was just so basically, we got there halfway through that 2012 season. We just said, stop throwing the ball around like a bunch of idiots. I mean, just stop. I mean, it's just not going to get you anywhere. We didn't do anything great that year. I mean, the rest of the way out, we probably played about 500 ball. But I think that they figured out that it's more fun to win than it is to go out and screw around. I mean, they wanted to go out and screw around and have fun. There's nothing wrong with that. High school kids, let them have their fun. But I think they found out that it's more fun to win. So we come back for the 2013 season last year. And this is an important season. This is a season that meant a lot because they were all graduating high school. They had all just, finished high school. They all graduated. And really, I mean, you remember what it's like. It's your last summer together. You got everyone's going off to college. This guy's going one place. You're going another place. Your other buddy's going someplace else. And Carson Heen, the guy I told you about, who's a year older than everybody else, and was the big toe, the leader, and the coach of the squad, my co-coach. He actually had enlisted in the Army, so this was his last couple of months together with everybody before he ships out. So the 2013 year was it was kind of a coming together and a last hurrah for the guys. They've been growing up together and been together since they were kids. and you know, this team, the scourge of the league, this group of screw-offs that was going to be kicked out of the league, all they did was go 14-2 and win the title. And it was really something to be a part of. It was really something to see. 14-2 in the regular season, and then laid waste to two opponents in the playoffs like they were just nothing. Just went through them like hot knife through butter. And I'll never forget the night of the championship game, because they we went and bought some non-alcoholic champagne and put it in a cooler, put it on ice. Kids didn't know about it. Busted it out when they won, and I could still picture it. You know, the guys huddled, you know, jumping up and down, you know, spraying champagne, fake champagne on each other, right in the middle. I mean, literally and figuratively, the nucleus of the group, Carson, my co-coach, right in the middle. So we're just kind of giving him his little send-off to the Army. It was a great night. It was an emotional night. It was a great way for these kids who've been together since they were, you know, in grade school to kind of, you know, have their last hurrah again. Or at least that's what I thought it was. I mean, you know, they're off to college. You know, technically they could come back and play one more year. 16-19 is the age for this league. But I mean, heck, you know, college guy now, big time. You know, have to come back and play in a kids' league. But guess what? They did, and they wanted to. Nobody asked them to. Nobody pestered them to. They came to me and said, "Hey, we want to make a run. You know, one was fun. Let's make a mark on this league and go out with back to backs as a repeat." So we decided, what the heck, you know, let's do another year. And all of a sudden, here these kids are after their first year in college. They all come back and they, you know, they just congregate together and they get together and put this team together. And, you know, there's always some road bumps or speed bumps for a team that's trying to win back-to-back titles. For the squad, it was a 1-3 start. A team that went 14-2 the year before loses three of their first four. And I'll tell you why that happens. It's something else that's special about this team. Our 3, 4, and 5 hitters went to Africa on a mission with their church. We kind of lost the middle of our lineup, and here we are sitting at 1-3 because we got kids on the other side of the world trying to help people. Really something else. But meanwhile, as we're trying to keep it together and we're bailing water at 1-3, we had 4 games in 4 nights. It was a hell of a week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I don't know who made the schedule, but we're going to get them one of these days. We had pitchers with sore arms. We got our team falling apart. We got our best players in Africa. And at 1-3, we'd lost Monday and Tuesday. We got 10-run mercy ruled Monday. We got 10-run mercy ruled on Tuesday. And we're sitting there on the brink thinking this thing's going to fall apart. And the guys who were left behind here, the guys who were, you know, kind of the role players and scrappers of the squad, you know, they pulled it together and they won Wednesday and they won Thursday. We got out of that week 3-3. And I said to the guys, you know what? I don't think you're going to lose again. And they haven't. It's been unbelievable. The guys came back from Africa. They put together a 9-game win streak. They're 10-3. Tonight is the last regular season game. That's why I'm doing this little podcast right now on this day, because it's the last regular season game of a 3-year run for these guys. I told them yesterday, you go back to year number one, they wanted to kick you out of the league. And now you're, you know, a handful of games and a week and a half's time away from officially being the best team that's ever played in this league. It's an amazing turnaround. It's an amazing group of kids. I'm glad I was able to just be around for it, be a part of it. And what they did last year was something else. And the fact that they're standing here on the brink of having a chance to do it a second time just absolutely amazes me. And tonight is our regular season finale. We play a team that is basically an identical record to ours, a team that is a very serious threat to our attempt to repeat, and a kid who, you know, is a Division II college pitcher for Concordia. So again, the competition's no joke. That's going to be a lot of fun. Anybody who was interested, I'll put up the playoff schedule on Twitter and Facebook. But tonight we're at Weaver Leak Elementary at 6:30 for our regular season finale. And it's been a hell of a run, and I'm just glad I've been a part of it. And this has been Jeff DeBase 5-Minute Major, episode number 2.